President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were on hand today at the Shanksville, Pennsylvania Memorial, the site where United Airlines Flight 93 crashed on September 11, 2001, during what investigators concluded was a struggle between Al-Qaeda operatives and rebelling passengers and crew. On hand during today's ceremonies and joining me with details is WHYY's Katie Meyer. Katie, welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you.
Describe the proceedings today.
Like every year, there's a real somber atmosphere at this vigil. They start off the ceremony with the tolling of the bells. They read off all the names of the 40 passengers and crew who were on the flight and, you know, ring a bell between each one. And that's something that was done. Paul Murdoch, actually, the architect of the memorial, led that, but a lot of family members who were there read out their family members' names. Some of them said a few words. It's a quiet, sort of serious ceremony, and it features, you know, speeches like every year from political leaders. So this year it was President Trump and Governor Tom Wolf, former Governor Schweiker, as well as Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke.
What did the president have to say?
He was, very somber, sort of matched the mood of the day. He said he told some stories of people who were from or who died on Flight 93. He, said several things about making sure that our country is secure, sort of held up these 40 people as examples of American values, of fighting back against terrorism, that sort of thing.
Katie, describe the new memorial tower that was dedicated there this week.
Yeah, it's really a culmination of sorts of this long, long effort on the part of the family and the friends of the people who died on Flight 93. This has been something that's been, this whole memorial has been in process for years and years at this point. And the memorial that was dedicated this weekend really is the final piece. It's this 93-foot-tall tower. It's really a sculpture more than anything, and it's going to hold 40 these massive wind chimes, one for each of the passengers. Not all the wind chimes are there yet. Some of them are still being fabricated, so there were only 8 this weekend, but they did have a ceremonial ringing of them for the first time publicly on Sunday. And it's the tower is right at the beginning of the park, so this is really what's going to greet visitors as they come in. And I was talking to Paul Murdoch, and he was saying, we want something that's going to be sort of heroic and stand there and, tall and strong, but still people can go up to it and have these really personal experiences and listen to the chimes and reflect.
And is it attended primarily by family and friends each year, or was there a much larger extended cohort on hand as well?
There are always family and friends here, and you can see them. It really is, it's kind of nice to watch. All of them at this point are old friends. And so they have the seats right in front of the stage for this event. But it was a well-attended. Hundreds of people were there. And I would say the crowd sort of shifts depending on who's speaking. So there were a lot of people who were, very excited that President Trump was there. A lot of Make America Great Again hats. A big crowd. But again, I think the constant in this ceremony every year is that, yes, there's a lot of family that comes into town, a lot of friends, a lot of people who have been doing this for, 17 years now.
Flight 93, of course, crashed into an open field in this remote area, Shanksville, Pennsylvania. For those not familiar with the map, what is it near?
It's in Somerset County. It's not near a whole lot. The area where the plane went down was actually an old strip mine. And so it's really just this, like, these rolling hills, sort of a not barren landscape, but a stark landscape, I would say. It's a very, a rural place.
Katie, can you share with us what you might have heard firsthand from family members who were on hand for the unveiling of this memorial?
Yeah, so over, these past couple of days, I've had the opportunity to talk to a bunch of different family members. And one of the things that I came away with is, this has been such a long process for all of them. It's felt like this weekend has felt, especially with the dedication of the Tower of Voices, sort of like a landmark for them, just in their lives. Some of them were saying, now we've helped it grow to this point all these years, and eventually we have to give this to the next generation of families. So some of these people are looking, you know, to their children, saying, you know, it's up to them at a certain point what happens with this. So, a lot of them are still going to be very involved in the memorial and in the, you know, Friends of Flight 93 organization. But, just looking to the future, thinking about how this is going to last through the years as, 9/11 gets more remote, as people come to visit it who maybe weren't even alive when the event happened. So there was definitely a lot of looking to the future this weekend.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
WHYY's Katie Meyer on NewsWorks Tonight.